initially we're very disappointed. We did come up here to win this game, you know, and we did a lot of work done on it, and we thought we were in a great squeak, and you know, we got back to 2 points there, and we dropped one short at 10-8. We dropped the ball short into 10-9. But in fairness to Coolah, they showed what a team they are. The way they took that, like, they looked in real trouble when we came at them that second half, but they regrouped, and they had that other con, the much better footballer con, that was able to catch kick out.
Debatable.
Oh yeah. Not at all. He caught a kick out there. We had them trapped in a corner here. Did a free kick. He'd nowhere to go. He launched it long. Who catches it? Conor Callaghan. You know, they did have that. But our boys, I thought they were phenomenal. Like, they just never say die. You know, the way they go at it. And it's heartbreaking to lose. But when you lose and you leave everything on the pitch, you can have no complaints. I suppose, looking back, when we go back on it, we were a bit nervy. 6 weeks without a game. Well, we had a challenge game in between, but we looked a bit nervy on the ball in the first half. We had loads of possession, but just that little bit sluggish and slow and static, and we weren't creating chances. And what chances we had then, we kicked wide. They had no wide in the first half. We had three. All of that stuff adds up. But again, you can have no complaints. These are a phenomenal bunch of players, and it is the players. You know what I mean? Like John McPartland and his man manager is brilliant. The amount of time he puts in meet with lads, the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes is huge. But the players here, Mickey Downs with his S&C, these lads have put in some amount of time, and you can see that how much it meant to them. They weren't going to leave here on a whimper. You know, they really threw off the shackles and went at it. And heartbroken that we didn't end up in Croke Park for them, but Coolah are there, and they deserve to be there on today's performance.
Yeah, that rally we saw there, Conor, was 10 points to 3, and 5 in a row. Like, and the Killara Strandhill supporters are really shaking the rafters of the stand. It was incredible. And as you said, it got level. You know, anything was possible.
Oh, anything was possible. Like, we were on the sideline. We felt at that stage we had them, you know. And then we dropped one short. They come down and get a score. We turned the ball over. They come down and get a score. They were really clinical. You know, they didn't leave an awful lot after them when they got the chance. Very athletic. And did some players that we kept quiet for 40, 45 minutes, like McMurrow at 6. And then last 10 minutes, he just bursts into life. And, you know, they're a really good side, but we're a really good side as well. Some brilliant footballers there, like some of the performances all year. And, you know, the everybody in the club and everybody in Sligo can be proud of them.
And certainly, Conor, endorse that. You're 2-time Sligo champions for the first time ever, and still Conor champions after tonight.
Yeah, that's you know, we're disappointed tonight. We'll get a chance to sit back and look. We haven't thought too much about that, because we wanted to go on another step, and we thought there was 4 teams in it, and why not us, you know? But unfortunately, no, it isn't us, and it's
a hard look, Con, but well done on an amazing performance tonight and a tremendous season for Coolara Strandhill.
Thanks very much, Ray. Thank you.
So, Sean Taylor, hard luck, mighty game, big massive rally in the second half. Your overall thoughts?
What a year. I think, I don't even know what to say, to be honest, man. The emotions are high here, obviously. I think in the second half there, we really put them to the sword, and we thought we were going to press on a little bit more. But I think the talent and skill and just the pure professionalism of Coolah just kind of overdone us a couple of times. And, you know, we just came out the wrong side of the draw. But I think we come out of here with our heads held high and push on again for next year. So
yeah, the first half, those, you know, 6 points to do at half time, and you went down by 7 and brought it back to within 2, and it was a tremendous rally. The team really showed the same spirit you shown all season in the county final against Ballina and Pádraig Pearse. It was came true in the semi final too.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's almost muscle memory for us. We've been down 3 or 4 points a couple of times, and we just kind of had the resilience to come back through and just stick to our game plan. You know, get some scores on the board, get set up, get set for next kick out, and then just transition from there. I think we've done that well for about 10 or 15 minute period in the second half. And, you know, unfortunately, it just wasn't meant to be, but we put up a good fight.
Kevin Banks, historic occasion for Coolara Strandhill playing All-Ireland semi-final. You went all so close.
Yeah, we did. Probably should have had 1 or 2 more maybe at the first half going into half time. They got a quick score after half time, and then we got it back to 2 points. Maybe probably should have got 1 or 2 more. Obviously they went up then and scored 1, so never really got back then from that. But look, we'll take it. No one expected us to show up at all. We knew ourselves that if we played, we'd be there or thereabouts, and we were there or thereabouts, but right to the end we just lost, obviously. But yeah, it's tough to take, but look, we look back on it, what a year for the club. It's magical, really. Like, and look, it had then somewhere, but sadly it ended today. But yeah, we'll look back and we'll enjoy it.
The character and the resilience and that fight back spirit was that we saw all season in the Connacht Championship, and we saw it in that second half, 5 points in a row, and Coole were really on the ropes at that stage.
Yeah, look, we know ourselves, like, whether it's the 15 that starts or the 15 that finishes, like, we just keep going. Like, we never say die. Just never say die attitude. And that comes from management, really. Like, the boys are legends, like, and look, it's... Sadly, yeah, it just ended the way it did, but we'll enjoy it.
So you're still Connacht champions and two-time Sligo champions. That's incredible.
Yeah, definitely. Like, as I say, look, sadly it ended in the semi-final, but look, it's a historic year for the club between us and the ladies, and look, we'll enjoy that now tonight and maybe in a few months' time at some celebration. I don't know what, but we'll take it. Yeah,
you are one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, fact. And look, a lot of people outside of us don't think we are, but we as a team know that we are. And look, we showed it in 3 games in a row outside of Sligo. Like, we showed it, like, and look, we can be very proud of that, and we'll take that. So
Gerry McGowan, Gerry, your overall assessment of Killara's Strandhill's adventure in the All-Ireland Club semi-final for 2025?
Look, I think they can be very proud of the performance they put in here this evening. I mean, they got to within 2 points of a phenomenal Coole side, you know, and you see them up close here. They're hugely physical, hugely huge pace, huge power, and very, you know, very well coached and very well drilled. And I think Killara gave them their fill here tonight, you know.
Where do you think Killara would look back on this game and say, well, we could have done better here in this phase of the game and would have left us in a better position when the rally came?
Yeah, look, I think maybe overall, maybe being a bit more clinical, maybe in front of goal, I think they'll look back and say maybe some of the chances were probably scorable chances. And, you know, where the opposite side, Coole, were very clinical in front of goals. I think, you know, they probably took most of their chances, probably had one or two that, you know, that maybe we would have been disappointed with. But overall, I think they were very clinical. And that in a game of attrition like this, where both teams are sort of dropping back into those setups, like, you know, it's all about who takes the most chances. And that's probably where they look back, maybe overall.
It was really energy sapping, wasn't it, Gerry, out there?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was very physical. I mean, both teams went at it hard. And like, as I said, you know, there was purple patches on both sides. And, you know, overall, you know, when it went down to 10-8 there, it looked like, you know, there was, Killara had their tails up and they could have maybe pushed on again. But then, you know, you see the big players on the other side coming out and winning those vital balls, you know, getting those vital kickouts, you know, Conor Callan coming from the full forward line, taking those two out of the sky, then they go down, they score from them, and then it puts daylight again between them. So look, overall, look, again, you know, they could be proud of their performance, I think.
Keelan Cawley and Adam Higgins really did inject that, you know, intensity and that inspiration in that second half, transformed the Killara forward line.
Absolutely. I think that when both of them came on, they played big roles again. Like, Adam did the same the last day, and, you know, again, he sort of that injection again, that kick off from the bench. And, you know, Keelan, you know, hadn't played many games and came on today and then sort of, you know, changed the pace for Killara again, maybe went more direct, maybe played with a bit more abandon. And, you know, they got that. That's when the purple patch probably came and they went back to 10-8. And then, you know, as I said, then Coole probably just took control of them in the last, you know, 10 minutes or whatever then. So
finally, Gerry, overall, like, Killara Strandhill, they're two-time Sligo champions, taking over from your own native club in Turlestrand, and the Connacht Championship. It's an incredible achievement.
Incredible. I mean, incredible. Like, if you think about the season, you know, obviously they're disappointed now, but, you know, if they when they take a step back and they look back at the season they've had, they probably would have taken their hands off to get to an All-Ireland semi-final within 4 points of, you know, I suppose the finalists. And, you know, look, again, put on a very brave performance here tonight. So, yeah.
And looking at all the rest of the clubs in Sligo, like, Killara Strandhill have shown that they're one of the best teams in the country. And there's lots of teams in Sligo that, you know, were very close to like, not least Niamh Mullaghy Gael and others, you know. So it's a brilliant advertisement for Sligo football, isn't it?
Unbelievably so. Like, and again, you know, it probably took Killara probably 40 minutes to believe here tonight, you know what I mean, when, you know, before they took control. And again, you know, they had a lot of homework done, they had a lot of training done, you know what I mean, they were well set up here today. But again, you know, once you can have all that squared off, I mean, it's amazing. You know, still club football, you know what I mean, they're still, you know, they still have sort of one or two standout players. But, you know, as I said, you know, I think Sligo teams now can sort of start believing a little bit more.
So, former Sligo star Bernard McHarn. Bernard, from a neutral point, and Sligo neutral point of view, but certainly supporting Killara here tonight. What's your overall assessment on Killara's performance against Coole?
Look, good. Delighted, Kilmarnock. They've done so well this year. And when they look back on this game and look at the embers of the fire, they'll say that they're definitely in with a chance. First half, probably 79% possession. Probably should have gone at it more and ran at them more. But look at second half there, when they did run at them, they got 4 or 5 points without response. Rough reply, and they're looking at to get another one or two. And I feel if they got another score, they might have turned Coola over. But you look at Coola at the end of the day, they picked us off on the counter they ran through. But a brilliant, brilliant performance on the second half. But definitely, Kilmarnock look back on it, they could have made the All-Ireland final.
And they're two-time Sligo champions, Connacht champions. They're certainly one of the best teams in the country.
Absolutely. To win two titles back-to-back is a great achievement. I know Tuala Strand won 6 or 7, but this Tuala Strand team have improved in every single game. You know, no one fancied them against Ballina. Nobody fancied them against Pearses. And they're out today. They put it up to a Kilmarnock team that's in an All-Ireland final. So great credit to Kilmarnock lads and the management, and it augurs well for the future.
Austin O'Malley, manager of Coola, congratulations. Hard-fought battle today against Kilmarnock Strand. Your overall assessment?
Yeah, look, a really, really tough battle, and new coming into it, obviously, with the bit of homework we've done, that like they're such a quality side and they're peppered with an awful lot of experience and capability and know-how. And I know in terms of, obviously, Con and Johnny and the work they've done over the last couple of years with them, that they're a really, really well-drilled outfit, and probably new coming in, like that we weren't going to see a whole pile of the ball at times. So it was just about being really composed and being measured. And when we got it, we had to be clinical, and thankfully we were, and we knew, obviously, going into halftime, been a couple of scores up, that it wasn't going to phase them, because they've been in so many dogfights and battles over the season, and they have such character in there. I knew they were going to come, and when they did, it was just about absorbing it and you know, us going back to our basics and our principles and trying to wrestle momentum back, and thankfully we did it. But yeah, they were a really super side, and full credit to them. They really test us there. Yeah.
And you were 10 points to 3 up midway through the second half, and then the Kilmarnock Strand rally came, 5 points without reply. What was going through your mind at that stage?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose we talked about that they probably were going to get a bit of a bounce at some stage, and it was about just maybe staying in there and staying composed. And they've such good kickers that, you know, they were going to get openings at some stage, and I thought they did there. They prized us open. So at that stage, it was just about us maybe getting a couple of our fresher guys in, managing our legs and our bench, and trying to wrestle momentum back. And I thought we'd done it to a point in terms of just getting a couple of key scores and settling it, and even maybe dropping the temperature or the tempo of our own attack to hold on to possession a little bit more, because we had pulled the trigger on a couple that probably weren't on, and we turned one or two over that just gave energy and oxygen back to Strandhill, and they really they caught us thin on the other side of it.
When the chips are down, that man Conor Callaghan, as you've seen so many times in the past, he really came good in the last 10 minutes for you.
Yeah, he did. Obviously, Con is, you know, he's such an experienced player, and that's what you look for in those moments from those type of guys, that their game awareness, and I often say your situational sense, and to understand and know moments, you know, that are big moments, and that you have to step up and do something and get your hands on leather. And he done that, and obviously, you know, we've seen him do that so many times before. But and we're so lucky to have the likes of himself and Michael, obviously, and Pather, and you know, all the other guys as well.